I'd like to deal this morning with being steadfast in your faith. Being steadfast in your faith. I'd like to read to you two of Paul's letters that he prayed. One was for the Ephesian church, the other was for the Colossian believers. And these prayers are for us today. Paul, when he started out the letter to the Ephesians, he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the saints which are at Ephesus. Chapter 3, let's look at verse 14. He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now notice, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be what?
Strengthened.
Strengthened with might by his Spirit.
Yes.
In the inner man. Woo! That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being what?
Rooted
and grounded in love. You may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ,
yes,
which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul was saying to them, I want you rooted and I want you grounded.
Yes.
So that the devil cannot move you.
That's right.
And push you off course. Ain't you glad of that? You can get rooted in this thing. You can get grounded in it. Praise
yes.
God. That he can't change you. The enemy cannot persuade you. He cannot. You will not let him lie to you. You won't listen to him.
Right.
Paul wrote to the Colossians in 1:3. You don't have to turn there. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always that you might walk worthy unto all pleasing, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Now, the Holy Ghost is telling us this morning that God wants us strong. He wants us to be an overcomer.
Yeah.
Woo! The Lord wants us to serve him and make it with all of his heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Notice the words that God inspired the writers to use, and the Holy Ghost inspired them to write. Notice the words, stand fast.
Stand fast.
Hold fast. Steadfast.
Yeah.
Unmovable. Rooted. Grounded. Strive, persevere, press. These are a picture of God's people taking a death-like grip on something that they love and want and refusing to let go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Can you say, Lord, give me that determination to hold on to my faith, to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints? Can you raise your hand and say, Lord, I want a desire down deep in my heart that's greater than my hindrance, Lord, that's greater than my weakness, God. Come on. Paul said, I found that when I am weak, then am I strong, because it's God's grace and his might that he's put on the inside of me. He said, I strive according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. I tell you, we're living in a time, Brother Scotty, we need the sweet Holy Ghost abiding down in our heart, that anointing, that unction from the Holy One that'll keep us a-going, thank God.
Yeah.
I want to keep going, don't you?
Yes.
I do. I want something in my heart just to keep hungry, keep desiring, keep believing, keep pressing, keep reaching for. And ain't you glad for those breakthroughs when the Lord comes along and he touches you and he blesses you? He said, I've heard you. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad for those times.
Amen.
So what this morning is the Lord's heart's desire for us in these last days of trouble?
Come on.
What is it? Stay with me a little while. Oh, God. What does he want us to be as we near the end and the coming of the Lord? What is it, Lord? What is it?
What is it?
We, as God's children, are witnessing unprecedented evil that's going off in the scales, breaking records. Our society is being torn apart by sin. She's sinking to the very depths of immorality, lost their natural affection. Our once blessed nation is on the verge of collapse. Our streets are now a war zone. Violence fills our country.
Yeah.
And we can see her descending and descending into chaos before our very eyes. It seems, Brother Jason, that a spirit of lawlessness is here, oh God. A spirit of hopelessness through the multitudes. A madness is filling the human race. It's like a cloud of anger that hovers over our society. Man has lost their way. Satan has blinded them. People understand not. They walk on in darkness and they do their wickedness. Oh God, oh God. But is there hope for God's people? Yes. Is there strength for God's church? Yes. How many know that the power of God will take us through in this last day? Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to tell you a dream. A man, he played drums in a rock band, and I worked right with you, Brother Jason. I won him to the Lord.
Yeah.
I'd bring everything in. I'd let him read newsletters and tracts and stuff, and I'd witness to him. So his father-in-law went somewhere to a Church of God, his Assembly of God's where he was going, his father-in-law. And his father-in-law would ask him to go to church. A long time he wouldn't go. Chris is about 50 years old now, and Brother Chuck. So I kept a witness to him and everything. So he decided he'd go to church with his father-in-law. So he went, and he said, I sat there, and he said, they got up, and they started ministering and singing. He said, Tommy, something got a hold of me. He said, it came over me. He said, before I knew it, he said, I wanted what they had up there. Said, you could just feel it up around that pulpit area. It seemed like it was coming from that pulpit area. And says, I wanted it. He said, before I knew it, he said, I was out of there. And he said, I went to that altar. And he said, I fell on my knees. He said, I felt something coming I'd never felt before in my life. He said, the Lord, I started praying. And he said, I felt the Lord coming inside of me. Said, he changed me on the inside, Tommy. He went home, and Brother Jason, he had thousands of dollars worth of CDs of rock music. Not hundreds, thousands of dollars. He had a wall full. He said, it felt so good. He said, I went home. He said, I was totally different, and I was changed. And he said, I got every one of those CDs. He said, I boxed them every one up, and he said, I threw them in the garbage can. Holy Lord, you know God will make a change in you.
They will.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, the last I heard, the church that he was going to, some Church of God here in Huntington somewhere, he's playing the drums with a different spirit now. ain't you glad you can dance to the tune of a different drummer in this world?
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'll tell you what, God has called us out. He has separated us. He sanctified us from the world. How many can say, I'm a peculiar people now? I'm a royal priesthood. I don't walk in darkness anymore. I saw the light. Praise God. God began to give him some dreams. He said, Tommy, now listen to this. I called him just the other day and met him over the dream again. I said, Chris. I said, I told your dream in the church, but I'm not sure if I got it all. And there was a part that I left out. Chris said that the floodwaters, he said, I looked out, and he was saying, you could go and look, there was houses everywhere and fields. And he said, you could see the town. He said, there was floodwaters that were getting higher and higher and higher and higher. Said it was coming into people's homes. Now, whenever you have a dream, there are spiritual dreams that you'll have. When you dream of serpents and snakes, It's evil. That is Satan. God is revealing to you the workings of Satan when you have a dream about serpents or snakes. Right. It's evil. It's sin. It's the workings of the devil. God's trying to reveal and warn you of some things. When you have dreams of troubled water, muddy water, flood waters, flash floods, rising muddy water, it signals trouble or judgment. Chris said, Tommy, he said, I saw the flood waters and said it kept getting higher and higher and higher, and it's getting into people's homes. A representation of evil. I want to tell you, the enemy's coming in like a flood in this last day, in this last hour.
Right.
Come on. The devil would like to come into people's minds. He would like to come into their very lives and their very hearts. He wants to fill people's homes with this ungodliness and this evil. Come on now. Trouble is across our landscape all over America. He said in that dream, Tommy, he said, I wanted to get away from the floodwaters. He said, I looked over to the side and he said, I saw a set of steps going up a hill. He said they were steep. And he said, it was just wide enough for me. He told me this again. He said, I got on those steps and he said, I began to climb. He said, that hill was high. He said, I looked down at the bottom and he said, the floodwaters went very far behind me. Said it filled people's homes. Said it overcome their cars and the streets was filled with the muddy floodwaters. He said, I kept on climbing higher and higher in that dream. And he said, the floodwaters was right behind me. He said there was a beautiful building. It was like a temple. He said on the very top of that hill. He said I entered into that temple. A beautiful structure, a beautiful house, he said. He said when I walked in, he said you could feel peace. He said people were sitting. They were real quiet. Said they were having Bible study. And said some were on their knees. And some had their heads bowed and they were praying. Others had the Bible opened on their lap and they were reading. He said, I went right into the midst of them. He said, the door closed behind me. He said, it was such peace in there. He said, the flood waters, he said, kept rising. He said, I looked at the window. He said, the flood waters came up and over the window sill and up over top of the windows. He said, but what amazed me, he said, they wouldn't one drop of water. No muddy water could get into that temple. No water could get into that house of God. He said there was peace. He said all of a sudden, don't ask me how it happened or where the man come from. He said, but somebody come up barging in into that temple and said in my mind and heart, he said, I knew it was the devil and said he came in to cause trouble and to tear everything up. He said those that were there and said, me, myself, said, we got a hold of that man and we represented the devil. He said, in the dream, he said, I knew that the devil had come in and that we had to get him out. He said, we picked him up and we binded him and we cast him out of the temple. Raise your little hand. If you let the devil, he'll come in. He'll feel your mind. He'll feel your heart. He'll get in your home. And at the pastor, it's not a praying, and I thank God we got one. Hallelujah. God's anointed him and anointed his eyes with eyes have. Raise your hand and praise him. There is an unction that we will know the truth. When the enemy comes in, we can bind him, bind the sin, and cast it out.
Hallelujah.
Cast it out.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on, brother.
Don't you? Paul says, I'm praying for you, Ephesians, that God would strengthen you with might by His Spirit in your inner man. What we're lacking in this hour, not praying enough. What we're lacking in this hour, we're drifting away. We don't read this enough. Tommy, how can you walk with victory? How can you walk above it? I've got troubles. I've got temptations. I've got trials. There's things I battle. But you know what helps me is getting in here and reading until God speaks to me.
Yeah.
Read it until that word begins to feed my soul. Get right in there until Jesus, Brother Scotty, walks out of the pages and he walks into my heart. Ooh, get into this until a well is opened up and you can drink the fresh, clear, cold waters from the well of salvation. Get in this and pour your heart out to God and you'll find deliverance. There won't be nothing that will bind you. It can't bind you. It can't fetter you. It can't drag you out those doors. If you get into this and hide it down in your heart, it'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. It'll give you strength and it'll be the light that you can walk in. I give him a praise offering this morning. For the word of God is quick and powerful. It's living and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, a piercing to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and the joints of the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All things are naked and open before the eyes of him. I tell you, this thing will cut you. He'll do surgery on you, but I'm telling you, the sand on the inside will heal up the scar. Give him a praise offering. Hallelujah. Steadfast. Mary and I visited a hospital one time, and it's Maria West. This used to be her son-in-law. Going to work in a pickup truck and crossed over the CSX tracks, and the witnesses said the train hit him. Some reason or other, he didn't see it. And they said that his body inside of the pickup of that truck was like a rag doll as the tires was going across the ties like this right here. They said his body was jammed back and forth into that cab of that truck. Like that, it tore him all to pieces. It demolished, totaled the truck. He wore a halo with things in his skull and these bolts and stuff to hold his neck straight. They had him knocked out. Mary and I went in there to pray for him. And though that they had given him that medicine and everything to keep him knocked out, still down deep inside of his body, he knew he was in pain. I'll never forget it. They had rails up on the side of his bed, and he squeezed the rails so tight like that. I'll never forget it. It was just like that. His knuckles was white where he was holding on and squeezing. That's the hour we're living in. We're going to have to take a fresh grip up on the cross until our spiritual knuckles turn white and say, I refuse to bow to the devil. Raise your hand and praise him. I refuse. You lying devil, you. I'm not going to listen to your lies. You are a deceiver. You've been talking to me and you've been dealing with me. You've been trying to pull me out and away from God and the perfect will of God. You want to deceive me. I'm telling you, if the devil fights you in this hour, that means that you got something he don't like for you to have, and he wants to take it away from you. Jesus said the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Can you say, Lord, I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to quit now. I'm not about to quit. The three Hebrew children, the old wicked king says, bow down when you hear our music playing. When you hear our worship, you bow down and worship that golden image that stood 90 feet tall, old Nebuchadnezzar, and said, you're going to dance to a different tune. We want you to bow and go along with us worldly crowd. But what was it they said when Nebuchadnezzar in 650 B.C., I think, somewhere in that area, hallelujah, his armies came into Jerusalem and he took captives away to Babylon. I forgot how many miles away from Jerusalem. They were out of their hometown. They were away
away from the temple. They were away from God's country. But Daniel said and purposed in his heart, along with the three Hebrew boys, we're not going to drink of the wine of the king. And we ain't going to eat of his meat that is sacrificed to idols. We've only got one God. You might have took us out of Jerusalem, and you might have took us out of God's country and away from the temple, but you sure can't have God. Hallelujah. You can't take God out of my heart. Can you raise your hand? I already know enough and been taught enough and befelled enough, but I know this way is true and it's real. It's the only thing that'll feed you and that'll keep you free. Praise be to the Lord. The devil's got a lot to offer. He's got a charismatic mood. He's got a false doctrine. But my God is real and he is holy. And there's power to keep you.
Amen. That's right. Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to give you one more chance.
One more chance.
Really?
Well then.
Bless your heart, King. The psaltery and the sackbut and the flutes and all the stringed instruments went. I really feel sorry for our world and our society. I feel sorry for our youth and our young generation. They don't know any better. You and I that's sitting right here in this congregation this morning, we know. God has showed us and he's taught us. He said, when that music starts, boys, I want you to bow down with the rest of us. The rest of us. You know, that's just it. If you don't watch friends and
follow the rest of
and family, where in the world is this going?
Come on.
I'm way away from the notes.
Obey the Lord.
Yeah. If you listen, I want to tell you something. Holiness is right.
Yeah. Yes.
And it shall always be right.
Right.
It'll be the only thing that'll keep you. It'll keep you and make you ready for when he comes. I love you, Mommy. I love you, Daddy. Brother and sister, I love you. We're flesh and blood. I love you, friends. But I've been shown enough. And I have heard the anointed word. And I know what I read in the lids of God's Bible. And I have felt the Holy Ghost enough. And I've seen with mine own eyes. I can't doubt it now. I said I can't doubt it now. Hallelujah. Come on, we ought to buy the truth and sell it not. Raise your hand and say, no matter what the pastor down the road says, no matter what the other congregation believes, and no matter how they dress or where they go to and their entertainments, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Holiness will keep you when nothing else will. I'm telling you, they ain't no power outside of holiness. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. So I just believe I'll be like that man, his knuckles turning white. Listen, it may come to a time that the rulers and the lawmakers of our land said, you will do this.
You will do this.
But if we ain't strengthened with might by his spirit on the inner man, and if we ain't got a made up mind, come on, tell the Lord, Lord, give me a made up mind right now. Give me a made up mind, Lord. I gotta make it. If I have to set both feet down and stomp them and stand flat footed and say, no, I can't do that. I refuse to do that. I don't believe in that. I'm gonna serve God in truth. Hallelujah. 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 My daddy had a dream. This is non-scripted.
Come on, Bert.
My daddy had a dream 1 year before he passed away. I said a dream. He had a vision. I was up at the house. I don't know what Mary was doing the phone run. Daddy lived about 100, 120 yards down the road from our trailer. I answered the phone. I said, "Hey, Daddy." You know, caller ID. And it was Daddy. Mommy had passed away a year prior to that. I said, "Hey, Daddy." I said, "How are you today, buddy?" He was choked up on the other end. He's crying. I said, "Oh, Lord, what's happened to Dan?" I said, "Dad, you all right?" He said, "Honey," he said, "I just had a vision." Now, listen to this. He said, "Honey," he said, "I was just in there." And he said, "I was a-praying." And he said, "I told the good Lord," that's, you know, that was his way of saying it. He said, "I told the good Lord." He said, "Good Lord," he said, "I don't know how the people can treat you so bad." He said, "You've been so good to people."
Yes.
"And all the food that they eat and their homes and the nice things that they've gotten," said, "you've been so good." Mm-hmm. He said, "Lord," he said, "how could they ever take you, good Lord, and nail you to a cross and drive nails through you?" He said, "Honey," he said, "I was a-weeping and crying and telling the Lord that. How could they crucify you and nail you to a tree? Why? How could they do that?" He said, "I told the good Lord," said, "good Lord," he said, "all these homosexuals and these marriages and he called them homosexuals and this awful ungodliness that they're doing." He said, "Lord," and he said, "all these babies and being aborted and being murdered." He said, "How much longer, dear Lord, good Lord? How much longer? How much longer?
How much longer?
How much longer?" And he said, suddenly, he said, "My eyes went completely dark." He said, "It was like a shade." Now listen to this. I got it written down at the house. He said, "It was like a dark black curtain, a shade. It came suddenly down." He said, "I went blind." He said, and this is the first vision he ever had. He said, "I thought something happened to my eyes." He said, "I rubbed my eyes, son." He said, "I rubbed my eyes." He said, "And I blinked him," and he said, "It was dark. It was dark."